早晨，我还是请弟兄姊妹们跟我一起读约翰福音第八章。
This morning we shall continue study John chapter 8.
请我们从31节读起，我们只读到36节。
We will read from verse 31st to 36.
我们读少一点，也许我们讲不完。我们从31节一起来读。耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆，奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。好，我们暂时就读到这里。上一次我们讲过，主耶稣有一次最成功的个人的福音答问。
Last week, we talked about this a very, very successful question and answer section led by Jesus.
他把一个一个问题解开，最后带领叫他们认识他是谁。
And he answered all the questions, then eventually led them to the Lord to believe who he is.
他是谁呢？
And now, who is he?
他就是基督。
He is Christ.
实在说起来，他就是他所是的那一位。
And indeed, he is the one he is.
这个名字是神的名字。
Now, this is God's name.
我们读到那里说三十节，耶稣说这话的时候，就有许多人信他。
And we read last time to verse 30, and they say after he said that, many believed in him.
所以我们说这是一个成功的福音答问。
So we say this is a very successful question and answer session.
我希望主也把这样的恩赐，这样真理的认识赐给他的教会。
And I pray that that Jesus would he will give this kind of gift to his church.
好像许许多多的人能够帮助人福音答问，把他们领到耶稣基督的面前来。
So that many can answer those questions and then lead many to the Lord.
这里三十一节说，耶稣就对信他的犹太人在说话。
Now in verse 31st, they started to say that.Jesus starting to talk to those who believe in him.
我们就从这里看见，这个可以说是耶稣基督怎样教导出信的人。
And we can see in this part that's Jesus teaching to the new believers.
非常的重要。
It's a very, very important one.
因为这是为他们打下属灵的根基。
Because this is the foundation that Jesus.
好叫他们在主的生命上面再增长。
So that they can grow in this life.
我们教会里也有组织学。
And in our church, we have Sunday school.
根基的那组叫做初信造就。
And the basic doctrine is
foundation.
The foundation.
所以我说这一段圣经可以说是耶稣基督初信造就的第一课。
So this is the very first lesson for Jesus' follow-up lessons.
那我们看主耶稣讲什么呢？
And what did he say? What did he say?
也许我们已经信主很多年了。
Maybe we already been a Christian for many, many years.
这样子，当我们再看这些话的时候，就更有深入的认识。
So if we come back and look at these words, it probably gives us even deeper impressions.
所以不管我们信主多少年日，读这三节、读这两节圣经的时候，我希望我们看见主带领我们走的路。
So it doesn't matter how many years we believe in the Lord. Let's through these two verses, we really know what's the way the Lord really truly want to lead us.
我要再重复31节和32节。
So I want to repeat verse 31 and 32.
你们若常常遵守我的道。就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
不仅是初信造就的第一课呀。
So this is not just the first lesson of the follow-up classes.
而是它整个课程的总纲。
But rather is a the outline of the whole class.
主耶稣的初心造就怎么做法呢？
So what does Jesus do this kind of follow-up work?
第一个要叫他们做门徒。
First of all, he wants them to be the disciples.
他说你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒了。
He said, if you always abide in my word, then you truly become my disciples.
不仅是门徒。
Not just disciples.
是真门徒。
It's a true disciples.
这句话我想他们没有什么问题。
So I believe they don't have much questions on this sentence.
我们读这句话也没有什么问题。
And we don't have much question on this also.
因为我们都觉得我们在做门徒。
Because we all believe that we are disciples of Jesus.
而且照我们所知道的，我们是真的要做门徒。
And according to what we know, we really wanted to be disciples.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看我们自己的感觉和真实差很多。
So you know, you see, this is our personal feeling. This is quite apart from the truth.
为什么这样说呢？
Now, why do I say that?
因为你看这段圣经到最后是引起许多的辩论。
Because after this passage, there's a lot of arguments raised up.
有时候我在想啊，带领一个人信主好像还容易啊。
It seems that sometimes I think to lead someone to the Lord, it seems to be easy.
但是要带他往前走，他出了很多很多的问题。
But later on, if you want to really lead him on, to walk on this way, it seems to be so hard.
我相信有些弟兄姊妹对约翰福音第八章是熟悉的。
And I believe lots of you are already very familiar with this chapter.
以后主耶稣跟他们辩论很多的问题啊。
Because later on, Jesus have to really discuss with them a lot of questions.
可以说在初信造就的班上，比那个福音组的人问题还要多。
It seems that in this class, there's even more questions raised up. Than for the gospel class.
这也不足为奇。
And that is not a very strange thing.
因为主实在要叫我们看见自己真实的光景。
Because the Lord wants to reveal who we are, who we really are.
第一件事情，主告诉他们说，你们要做真门徒。
And the first of all, Jesus said that you have to be a true disciple.
第二句话主说，你们必定要晓得真理。
And then the second one, he said, you shall know the truth.
做真门徒的结果才会晓得真理。
Only when you have to become a true disciple, then you will really know the truth.
若是不做门徒，没有什么真理的问题。
If you don't want to be a disciple, there's no, this question does not exist.
你要真正做门徒的时候，才会发生很多的问题，才会引导你真正进入真理。
Because only when you really want to truly become a disciple of Jesus, then there's a lot of questions you will raise.
第三件事情是什么呢？
What's the third point?
主说真理必叫你们自由。
And then he said the truth shall set you free.
换句话说，我们初信的人若是没有做门徒的决心，
So that means those who first believe that we don't have this heart to become a true disciple,
就不会明白真理。
Then we shall really, we shall not know the truth.
我看见很多在教会里进进出出，所谓信主多年的人，真理一点也不明白。
And I see so many that come in and out of church for so many years and does not know the truth at all.
因为他没有做门徒的决心。
Because does not have the determination to be a true disciple.
也没有做门徒的训练。
And does not have the training to be a true disciple.
说起来好笑，训练这个字就是做门徒了。
Well, actually, the training is to be discipleship.
Discipline.
Is discipline.
所以做门徒是一个训练 discipline.
So to be a disciple is a discipline.
若是你没有这方面训练，你不会认识真理。
If you don't have this discipline, then you wouldn't understand.
那么没有认识真理，结果怎么样呢？
So what's the outcome if you don't know the truth?
你也没有自由。
You will not have the freedom.
换句话说，你不能享受做门徒的好处。
In other words, you cannot really truly enjoy the benefit of being a disciple.
你不能享受信耶稣的好处。
You will not be able to enjoy the benefit to be a true Christian.
所以你看弟兄姊妹们，主的话是不是很清楚？
So isn't it very clear what Jesus preached to them?
我刚才说很多弟兄姊妹已经信主多年了。
And I said a lot of brothers and sisters already know the Lord for many, many years.
有些弟兄姊妹耶稣里面有一点追求，有点经历，好像稍微明白一点。
And some of them does have this some kind of pursuit for the Lord. And seems to understand a little bit in their hearts.
这样子我们更清楚看见主的话没有错。
And so indeed, that even proves further what the Lord said is true.
你若不决心做门徒，
If you don't determine to be a disciple,
你当初信耶稣的好处一点都没有得着。
And then you will never receive any benefit from being a Christian.
好些人一生到末了的时候，连他自己得救都没有，还不晓得。
And there's many, many people that.Through all his life, until the very end, does not really know whether he's saved or not.
好些人刚刚得救的时候，刚刚信主的时候，清清楚楚知道自己得救。
And a lot of people that when they first received the Lord, they really know that they are saved.
但是等到他人生路走完的时候，反而不知道自己得救没有。
But then at the end of the road, sometimes they're not too sure about whether they're saved or not.
为什么？
Why?
因为他不明白真理。
Because he does not know the truth.
他没有自由。
And there's no freedom.
因为他没有真正的做门徒。
Because he's not being a true disciple.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们回过头来看，什么样叫做做门徒？
So what does it really mean to be a disciple?
主的话说，你们若常遵守，常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
Jesus said, if you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine.
所以我们要先问什么叫我的道。
So let's try to understand what does it mean by my word?
主说我的道，事实上就是说我所说的话。
In other words, it's what he said.
主的话是什么？
Now what is the word?
门徒们当初已经听了一些主的话。
At that time, the disciple already heard quite a bit of what Jesus said.
他不像今天我们手里有一本圣经。
They don't have the Bible like we do.
那些当初做门徒的人写下主所说的话，为了要叫我们明白什么叫主说的话。
You see, those disciples, they wrote down what Jesus said so that we understand what is his word.
所以在英文圣经里面有一种圣经的版本叫做红字圣经。
So there's a certain edition, it's the red letter edition in English Bible.
什么叫红字圣经？
Now what does that mean?
就是把主耶稣所说的话用红字写出来，特别醒目。
So they used red print to print all the words that actually was spoken by Jesus.
但是是不是主的话只限于他口中所出一切的话呢？
Now, does his word was limited only by those red letters?
是不是只有红字写出来的才是真正主说的话呢？
Those are the only words from Jesus?
当然我们知道不是。
Of course we know it's not.
圣经就是神的话。
The Bible is God's word.
不仅新约是神的话，旧约也是神的话。
Not only the New Testament, but also the Old Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹们，什么样的人可以做门徒？
So what kind of people can be a disciple?
就是要认识神话语的人。
Those are supposed to be the ones who really know God's word.
我不晓得怎么样再讲这件事情，叫大家新鲜一点。
I don't know how can I express this in a new way.
我们邱弟兄比我有胆子。
Our brother Jeffrey is more bold than I.
所以他敢问弟兄姊妹们，有多少人是每天读圣经的
？So he dared to ask brothers and sisters, how many of you read the Bible every day?
我告诉你，在他没有做出统计资料以前，我不敢看。
And actually, before he made this kind of a statistics, I dare not to even look.
我不敢问。
I dare not ask.
你们知道为什么我不敢问？
You know why?
问了我也不敢张开眼睛看。
Even if I ask, I dare not to open my eyes to see.
因为我实在不知道弟兄姊妹们对于神的话语是怎样态度。
Because I really don't know what kind of attitude you have toward God's word.
你没有心读神的话，你怎么能做门徒呢？
Now, if you don't have a heart to read God's word, how can you be a disciple?
感谢主。我看见一些正面的例子叫我有信心。
And but praise the Lord, I see some positive examples that really encourage me.
我不需要举出谁是读圣经的人。
I don't have to tell you who are the ones that really read the Bible.
我不需要举出哪一个弟兄读了多少年多少遍圣经。
And I don't have to say how a certain person read the Bible so many times.
但是我可以保证，向你保证。
But I can guarantee to you.
一个有长进的基督徒必定是天天读圣经的人。
A growing Christian must be a Christian who read the Bible every day.
你说弟兄，你讲的话是不是太绝对了哈，天天读圣经，谁肯天天读圣经啊？
You might ask, now who can really read the Bible every day?
但是主的话怎么说？
But what did God say?
主说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
He said, my word is the spirit and is the life.
如果你不读圣经，你不会长进。
If you don't read the Bible, you won't grow.
昨天，前天，我应该说前天，我们范老姊妹过世。
Two days ago, our sister Fan passed away.
我为她最后做的一件事情。
The last thing I did for her,
我为她读圣经。
I read the Bible to her.
我可以看见在一个临终的人身上，神的话语还是有能力。
And I can see that even in someone whose life is supposed to be gone, that God's word still has his power.
当我把诗篇读给他听的时候，
When I read Psalms,
最后范弟兄读诗篇116篇给他听。
Eventually, at the very end, Brother Fan read Psalm 116.
我读以赛亚书53章给他听。
And I read Isaiah 53 to him.
弟兄姊妹们，你可以知道他灵里面对神的话有反应，在那里专心听。
And you can see that in the spirit that she has response to those words, that she pays attention, listening.
那些曾经在这三天里面去看过他的弟兄姊妹们都知道他是何等的痛苦。
Those of you who visited her in the 3 days knew how painful she is.
但是神的话给她安慰。
But God's word gave her comfort.
神的话叫她喜乐。
God's word gave her joy.
神的话叫她没有痛苦。
God's word gave her, make her not painful.
我问她说，范老姊妹，你最喜欢什么圣经？
And I answered, now, which part of a Christian scripture you really love most?
她很抱歉地告诉我。
And she said it apologetically.
她没有好好读圣经。
I said, I didn't really read the Bible that well.
但是我还是喜欢诗篇。
But she said, I still like the Psalms.
所以弟兄姊妹，一面我心里得到安慰。
So at one hand, my heart is filled, is comforted.
一方面我希望我们得到警戒。
But on the other hand, I really, we should be warned.
你们不要在神的话语上节食。
Don't be on a diet on God's word.
你多吃不会坏肚子。
If you just eat a lot, it won't kill you.
也不会叫你太胖。
And it won't make you too fat.
所以弟兄姊妹，我请求诸位。
So I really beseech you.
如果每一次我想出新的故事来告诉各位怎么样读圣经。
If every time I have to think of a story to tell you how to read the Bible.
那就好像每一次我需要把车子 push start 推动。
It's like every time I have to push start the car.
我希望在教会里面看见更多的人是不需要用手推车子的。
I wish there's more people in the church that we don't need to push start the car.
每一个人都应当读圣经。
Every one of us need to read the Bible.
因为这是神的道。
Because it's God's word.
他称作他是主耶稣称他作神的话语。
And Jesus said that this is the word of God.
旧约跟新约是一样的。
Old Testament alike.
不仅读。
Not only you have to read.
还要遵守。
And you have to obey.
诗篇119篇是我最喜欢的一篇诗之一。
Psalm 119 is one of my favorites.
可惜我还不会背。
But too bad I can't memorize that one.
但是有几节圣经我是知道的。
But there are few verses I remember.
主的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
The God's word is the land of my
light of my foot, light of my road, land of my road.
I only know how to sing that one.
脚前的灯，路上的光。所以弟兄姊妹们，神的话语不仅是叫我们读，还要叫我们遵守。
So.God's word is not only something we have to read and we have to obey.
诗篇十九篇说，守着这些便有大赏。
And Psalm 19 says, if you obey these, you shall receive great reward.
所以弟兄姊妹怎么做门徒？
So how do you become a disciple?
读神的话。
You read God's word.
遵守神的话。
Obey His word.
就好像小学生一样，他去做数学，也不知道为什么一加一等于二。
Just like the little elementary school students, when they learn mathematics, they never realize what does it mean, but 1 + 1 = 2.
有些时候我看见我们的孩子太过聪明，一定要先理解再来背诵，我心里替他着急。
Sometimes I see that some of our kids are so smart that they have to understand first before they memorize, and I'm so worried about them.
我讲讲我的小老三的事情。
I talk about my little girl.
她不肯背九九乘法表。
She doesn't want to memorize the multiplication table.
她说九九乘法表不用背的嘛。
She said, no, you don't have to memorize that.
你看一加一等于二。
You see, 1 + 1 = 2.
二加二等于四。
You see, 2 + 2 = 4.
这个我看得见。
Which I can see.
所以二乘二的时候。
So when you say two times two,
就是两个二，所以是四，我懂得。
So you put two together and then it become four. I understand.
二乘三的时候我也懂，就是两个三，所以是三加三等于六，我也懂。
When you two times three, I know when you have two threes put there and you add it up together, I understand that six.
她真懂啊。
Of course, she understands.
所以她不需要背啊。
So she doesn't want to memorize it.
所以九九乘法表你叫她写，她都可以写给你看。
So if you want her to write out all the tables, she can write it to you.
但等到九乘九都要写上半天了。
But then when it comes to nine times nine, you have to think about it.
你说她有没有错？
Now, is she wrong?
但弟兄姊妹，好些人我们读圣经就是这样。
But a lot of times when we read the Bible, it's just like that.
我总要懂了我才能遵守，对不对？
I have to understand before I can obey it.
你当然可以懂了再遵守。
Of course.
要你九乘九年，八十一年的时间。
But maybe it will take you 9 times 9 years, 81 years.
所以弟兄姊妹，我怎么可能说我先懂了神的话才能遵守呢？
So how is it possible that you understand all before you can start obeying?
我不晓得讲的对不对。
I don't know whether I say this is right or not.
但是我却看见那些肯顺服神话语不问为什么的人。
But I did see some who are willing to obey God's word without asking why.
你说这些人好傻，他真笨啊。
You say, well, they're so foolish.
他这个也不能做，那个也不能做。
Oh, he can't do this, he can't do that.
真笨啊。
It's really foolish.
圣经哪里讲不可以抽烟不可以喝酒的？
Where did in the Bible say that you're not supposed to smoke or drink?
你抽烟喝酒有什么不对呢？
So what's wrong with that?
我也不晓得抽烟喝酒什么不对。
And I don't know what's wrong with that.
但是我就知道抽烟喝酒的人死的都很可怜。
But I do know that those who drink and smoke, they died in a very, very terrible death.
但是就是这些话都不是我们读圣经所以遵守的原因啊。
But even though, that's not the reason that we obey God's word.
我们因为知道我们的身子是神的殿。
But because we know that our body is the temple of God.
我听见有个传道人说，你想神的殿里面的乌烟瘴气满了黑黢黢的烟好看吗？
You say, now there's one pastor said that does it look good when in God's temple is filled with black smoke?
我是想很多人被这些话感动，哦，所以他不抽烟。
I believe a lot of people are touched by because of this, so they stopped smoking.
但弟兄姊妹们，这些都还不是遵行神的话语最基本的原因。
But those are not really the basic reason we should obey the law, the word of God.
耶利米说，我拿着神的话语当作食物吃了。
In the book of Jeremiah, it said, I took upon our God's word as food to eat.
这才是我们基本的态度。
And that should be our basic attitude.
所以弟兄姊妹，不仅我们需要有渴慕的心读神的话语。
So not only we should have a very desiring heart attitude to read God's word.
还要遵守神的话语。
We also have to obey it.
这叫我们能够强壮。
This will make us strong.
并且他说，你们要常常遵守我的话语。
And also he says, you shall obey my words often.
什么样叫做常常啊？
Now what does that mean?
一个礼拜一次。
Do you obey God's word once a week?
一天三次。
Or three times a day?
从前有个 Listerine 的广告，就漱口水的广告。
There was a commercial about Listerine.
他说我真是恨这个味道。
He said, I hate this taste.
一天三次我恨他。
I hate it three times a day.
所以他一天用三次。
So every day he uses three times.
啊，中国人用漱口水的习惯比较少一点哈。
And maybe we don't use it that often.
但弟兄姊妹，你说这个常常怎么常常法？
But when you say often, how often is it supposed to be?
你多经常吃饭的。
Now how often do you eat?
那你经常多经常睡觉啊。
And how often do you sleep?
你都能回答。
And you all know.
但弟兄姊妹们，这里讲常常遵守我的道，却不是次数。
But here, when he said you shall always obey my words, doesn't mean how many times.
而是一个状态。
But rather, it's a condition, it's a situation.
这里讲的情形形容叫做 abide, 叫做常住。
It's talking about a certain state that is abide, is always there.
就好像这里现在没有了。从前我们学校门口有一个老袁，天天住在那个门口。
It's like in the
guard.
There's a guard in the school gatehouse. There's always someone live there.
他就住在门房那，就住在门口。他二十四小时在那里。
He actually lived there, and for 24 hours he's there.
我们上学是一天八个小时，他是二十四小时在学校里。
And we go to school and now we stay there for 8 hours, but he is there 24 hours.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫常常遵守我的话？
So what does it mean by abiding?
意思就是我们常常，什么时候，任何时候抽考，我们都遵守神的话。
That means we always, that's always constantly abiding, that whenever, any time the quiz comes, we're ready.
所以弟兄姊妹们，做门徒不简单。
So it's not easy to be a disciple.
我必须头一个承认，照神的话语标准，我在做门徒事情上面不及格了。
I have to admit it first that in this matter to be a disciple, I flunk.
但是至少我们明白他的话什么意思。
But at least we understand what when he says this, we understand what it means.
因为我们把神的话语藏在心里面。
Because we keep God's word in our heart.
所以我们不愿意得罪主。
So we don't want to offend God.
因为我们接受神的话语作为真理的教导。
Because we receive God's word to be the teaching of the truth.
所以我们愿意遵守。
So we're willing to obey.
不是说临时求神的话给我看我怎么引导。
It's not that at the very last minute we ask God's word so that we to guide us so that we can go.
而是遵守神的话语不至于迟慢。
But rather we constantly abiding in His word so that we will not be slack on.
用神的话语衡量我一切的生活标准。
And God's word is the one that judge all my behavior, all my being.
看看我的行为在神的面前能不能被神悦纳。
To see if whether what I do will be pleasing to Him.
看看我和人的关系在神的面前有没有亏欠。
To see whether the relationship I have with other people is pleasing to Him.
看看我在金钱的事情上处理有没有合乎神的心意。
To see whether I'm treating my money business according to his way.
看看我跟家庭的关系怎么样。
To see the relationship I have in the family.
弟兄姊妹，每一件事情，神的话语是我们唯一的标准。
So every, in every matter, God's word is the scale.
也是绝对的标准。
It's an absolute scale.
主说不可停止聚会，这就是主的话了。
And God said that you shall not stop assembling. And that's God's word.
跟主说不可杀人是一样的。
It's the same as when he said thou shall not kill.
是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
主说把当纳的十分之一献给神。
And when God said that you shall give tithes to God.
跟主说不可偷窃是一样的。
It's the same as today that thou shalt not steal.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们做不到。
But we somehow couldn't do it.
我们总得自己开一个方便之门。
Sometimes we just always open up a very convenient side door.
结果我们成了在律法上面遵循许多的律法，却没有遵循一条或者两条或者多条。
So that we, in all the laws, we seem to obey, almost all of them, but the one or two, we couldn't keep.
所以弟兄姊妹，刚才我说，当我们听见这句话，主说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，这句话。
So when we hear that you shall abide in my words, that you shall truly be my, disciples.
一开始我说，很多人听见这句话，无所谓。不觉得很严重。
So, when we first, read this, heard this, we said, oh, not, it's not that serious.
恐怕当时的门徒也觉得没有什么难。
So at that, I believe the disciples at that time think this is not such a hard task.
因为什么叫门徒？门徒就是跟着耶稣走就是了嘛。
Because the disciple means those who follow him. So just follow Jesus.
门徒说你们来跟从我，他们就走了。
So when Jesus say come follow me, they just follow him.
弟兄姊妹，很多的我们外面是在做门徒。
So brothers and sisters, a lot of times outwardly we are like disciples.
你是不是基督徒？
Are you a Christian?
是是。
Yes, yes.
为什么你是？因为我每天去聚会。
I say, yeah, because I come to church every day.
因为我参加祷告会。
Because I joined the prayer meeting.
因为我传福音。
Because I preach the gospel.
因为我参加家庭聚会。
Because I attend the family meetings.
因为我做的事做那个事。
Because I do this, I do that.
弟兄姊妹，我们一点没有觉得遵守神的话语难的，难在哪里？
So a lot of time we think this is it's very easy to be a Christian.
因为结果我们只在外面做一个基督徒的样子。
But then eventually, then we are only a Christian in outside.
里面却不是。
Deep down inside, it's not the same story.
我们没有真正做他的门徒。
We were not truly his disciple.
我在这里就感叹，恐怕今天我还是落在这个光景里面，许多地方我不能完全清楚真理，就是因为我不够向着主绝对。
I'm afraid I'm in the same trap, a lot of places I really don't understand, so that I'm really not a true disciple.
主说你们若真是我的门徒，就必定晓得真理。
Because it says, because if you are truly my disciples, you shall know the truth.
很稀奇。
It's a marvelous thing.
主是说先遵守才明白。
It seems that the Lord put abiding first, then put knowing the truth later.
难怪好些人圣经读不懂。
No wonder a lot of people don't understand the Bible.
看不出其中的真理。
Doesn't really know what's the essence of it.
上一个礼拜我说有人讲说他听我讲到听不懂，好像鸭子听雷。
Last week I was mentioning some people does not understand my sermon. It's like the little ducks listen to the thunderstorm.
结果有不少人同意，告诉我这弟兄就是这样，就是这样。
And a lot of people agree with that and told me later.
我读圣经有时候也读不懂。
When I read the Bible, a lot of times I don't understand either.
所以我心里觉得稍微好过一点。
So I feel a little bit better.
我听主耶稣讲道，恐怕也是鸭子听雷。
If I listen to Jesus preaching, maybe it's the same like a duck listening to the thunder.
刚才我分析了一会儿，这两句圣经讲到三件事情。
So when I look into these two verses, I realize it's mentioned three things.
恐怕很多人读了约翰福音第八章，这两节读过去，三十一节、三十二节，并没有发现主讲什么东西。
Maybe you just read through these two verses, didn't realize what is Jesus really trying to talk about.
你并没有看见什么叫做门徒。
You didn't really see what it means by truly to be a disciple.
也没有看见只有做了门徒才会明白真理。
You probably never see that only when you become a disciple, then you shall know the truth.
你也不明白，你也没有看见说只有明白了真理才会叫你自由。
And you probably never realize only by knowing the truth that then you will be set free.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
因为耶稣讲到没有说一点两点三点写在黑板上面。
Because Jesus never taught that way that you just put it on the board, one, two, three.
因为神的话是生命。
Because God's word is life.
你要讲三点也可以。
Yes, if you want to put it into the three points, yes, indeed, you can do that.
你要把它分成三百点也是可以。
And if you want to divide it up into the 300 points, that's the same.
就好像你的 laser printer 一样，你可以多少细的点都有。
It's just like your laser printer, you can just that, you can have all the prints you want.
当然，越细的印出来字越漂亮。
Of course, when you have all the different so many dots, the fine print will be better.
粗一点字的形态还在那里。
But if it's only have a few, but you can still see the outline.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经在这里看我们读的。
So it's really, the words really, depends on how detailed, how depth, how in depth that we read it.
但是如果你不是下决心要做一个门徒跟随主。
But if you don't want to, if you are not determined to become a disciple.
如果你不是决心要跟随主，真正的明白他的话，遵守
他的话语。If you're not really trying to, make up your mind, trying to understand his word.
我相信你不会真正进入真理。
And I believe you shall never really truly understand the truth.
如果你不明白真理，
If you don't understand the truth,
你没有办法享受神给你自由。
You will not be able to enjoy the freedom that the Lord wants you have.
就说真理必叫你们得以自由，不是别的东西叫你自由。
Because it's the truth shall make you free, not anything else.
因为诗篇119篇告诉我说，他就我就顺着你的真理自由而行。
Because in Psalm it tells us that I can do according to your truth.
一个人所以能够觉得他都做的能够在神的面前过得去。
Someone if he thinks that his deed can pass before God.
因为他有一个自由。
Because he has a freedom.
有一位弟兄，一个侍奉组弟兄写了一本书《加拉太书》的讲义。
And there's a book about commentary in the book of Galatians.
你知道他用什么题目吗？
You know what topic did he pick?
他用的题目叫真理与自由。
He said it's truth and freedom.
因为那里保罗讲了一句话，说有人在那里窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由。
Because Paul mentioned that somebody was sneaking around trying to
spy on
the freedom of we have in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，福音是什么？
So what is gospel?
救恩是什么？
Now what is salvation?
救恩是不是给我们层层捆绑，披上宗教的外衣，给我们捆绑起来
？Does salvation only means those out the jacket of a religion?
不
，No.
主说你们蒙召为了要得到那个自由。
And Jesus said the reason you are called so that you receive that freedom.
也许保罗当初举的例子对我们好像没有什么实用的价值。
Maybe Paul mentioned that example doesn't really apply to us.
因为他举的例子叫做从割礼里面得以自由
because,
从律法里面得以自由
because he's mentioning about the freedom from circumcision and from the law
因为他所说的对话对说话的对象是犹太人
because he's talking to those Jews
犹太人是受割礼受惯的
and the Jews they are used to do the circumcision
犹太人是应当守律法的
and they have to abide the law
那么今天我们不是犹太人，那么听割礼的问题干什么？ And, 听律法的问题干什么
？And today we're not Jews, so now why do we have to bother listening to those?
其实一样。
But it's the same, just the same.
我们没有割礼。
We don't have circumcision.
我们没有律法。
We don't have the law.
但是我们有很多很多的包袱。
But we do have a lot of a burden.
这些包袱是什么？我举一个例子。
And let me just mention one example.
就是中国人最重的是家族的观念。
And the Chinese were very, very, we really emphasize on the family.
它不是个人和神当中的关系。
It's not the relationship between the individual.
我看过太多的例子，为什么不肯信主
？I see so many examples why someone won't receive the Lord.
因为我爸爸不肯信主。
Because my father won't receive the Lord.
那你爸爸在哪里呢
？Now where's your father?
爸爸已经死了。
Oh, he died already.
这个我根本不能信主。
So I won't be able to receive the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么理论呢
？Now what kind of a theory is that?
这不是理论，这是一个传统。
Now this is a tradition. It's not a theory.
对于家族的观念这么重。
That concept was so binding.
生儿子做什么？
And what's the purpose of having a son?
叫做光宗耀祖啊。
So that you can glorify the ancestor.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
我们女儿在学校里，学校老师要她一个最老的历史物件拿到学校去看。
Our daughter want to bring to school an oldest object from the house to school.
我们家有什么古董？什么古董也没有。
We don't have anything old in the house.
所以我太太就提出一件事情。
So my wife mentioned.
她说你到学校，你跟老师讲，我就是最老的古董。
You can tell your teacher that I am the oldest. in the house.
我姓周。
Because my name is Chao.
周是周朝，周朝的皇后后代下来的。
And that Chao, that name is the oldest because it came from so many, many years ago.
够老了吧？
Isn't that old enough?
后来我想想，周朝的皇帝姓姬，不姓周啊。
Then I realized the king of Chao, the last name is not Chao.
我也没有问我父亲，问我祖父，到底我们家哪里来的。
And I never asked where does our family came from.
但弟兄姊妹们，为什么名字这么重要？
But why the name is so important?
因为是光宗耀祖。
Because there's something to do with our ancestor.
这些都是传统。
Those are all traditions.
不能自由了。
That will not set us free.
没有儿子就很严重了。
So if you don't have a son, that's a serious problem.
不孝有三，无后为大。
So if you're not honoring your parents, it's not that great a sin. But if you don't have a son, boy, you're in trouble.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看我们有没有我们不自由呢
？So are we free?
但是真理必叫你得以自由。
But truth, the truth shall set you free.
弟兄姊妹，你不要误会，我从来没有说是反对这些事情。
But please don't misunderstand. I never object to all those things I'm talking about.
我只举个例子，我们可以被捆绑不自由到这个地步，根本不觉得。
I'm only mentioning this because this, sometimes we can be bound so tightly that we never even realize it's a bondage.
那些犹太人听说，我们没有不自由啊。
And so those Jews, after they heard what Jesus said, they say, we're not enslaved at any time.
他们回答说，我们从来没有不自由，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We're the offspring of Abraham.
从来没有做过谁的奴仆。
We were never enslaved by anybody.
错了，他们忘记了。
But they forgot.
亚伯拉罕的子孙在埃及做了奴隶，做了400年，他们忘记了。
For 400 some years, that the offspring of Abraham was enslaved in Egypt.
若不是神差遣摩西，打发摩西把他们从埃及拯救出来，越过红海进入迦南，他们还在埃及做奴隶。
If God did not send Moses to send them to bring out all of them.Out of Egypt, they are still in Egypt today being enslaved.
弟兄姊妹，好多时候做基督徒有很多的捆绑。
So a lot of times we have all kinds of bondage to be a Christian.
因为你不认识真理。
Because you don't know the truth.
你不知道神要叫你自由。
You don't know that God wants you to be free.
在神的话语里面，你可以自由而行。
Because in God's word, you can really act freely.
我们经过二十几年侍奉主。
After 20 some years, we served the Lord.
当我们遇见问题的时候，我们也要想想，我们从得来的教导是人的教导呢，还是神的教导
？Whenever we come across some problems, we always have to think back. Now, is this something we receive from God or from man?
每一次这样发生问题的时候，我们再回去从圣经里面考察。
And a lot of times when we come across a problem, we have to go back to the Word, go back to the Bible, and find out what's wrong with it.
才发现好多时候我们不明白真理。
Then realize, oh, so many times we really don't understand the truth.
不错，以往的弟兄们给我们很多很多伟大的。真理的发现
yes,
跟他们生命的表现
Yes indeed all the brothers before us teach us a lot of things about the life and about the truth
但他们教导我们的当我们接受之后变成一个传统
But when they teach us we receive this kind of teaching and then that become a tradition to us
我们不是明白真理
So it's not that we really know the truth
我们是接受了一个制度
Rather we receive the system
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们如果不再回到圣经里面，我们落在不自由里面，不晓得。
So brothers and sisters, if we don't go back to Bible and check it out, we're never free.
我很喜欢看电视广告。我跟你讲，我看电视最喜欢就是看广告。
And when I see the when I watch TV, I actually the greatest enjoyment is from the commercials.
很多人都到广告出去了，上厕所干什么
？A lot of people when they do all kinds of other things when the commercial comes on.
我可以看故事的时候看看出去，广告我回来了。
I can miss all the shows, all the programs, but when the commercial comes on, I like to see that.
很多人问说为什么要问为什么
？I said why ask what.Why ask why?
你们看我的广告吧。
Did you see that commercial?
哎，这个很有趣。
And that's very important, interesting.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们真是每件事要问问为什么。
In everything, we have to ask why.
为什么
？Why?
这两天我在为什么要活
？These few days, I ask, why do we have to live?
为什么一定要死
？Now, why do we have to die?
既然不一定要活，为什么一定要死呢
？Now, if we don't necessarily have to live, why do we have to die?
难道我们没有自由吗
？Don't we have the freedom?
你不要以为这是很简单的问题。
Don't think this is a very simple question.
为什么一个小孩子刚刚生下来会老、会死、会病
？Now why is it that the young baby born and then eventually get old and then get sick and die?
有一个人告诉我说，他一个表弟五岁也死了。
And somebody told me that there's a cousin of his only 5 years old and died.
太多的问题。
Too many questions.
弟兄姊妹们，这些事情我不是说我们一定都能够解决那些问题。
We never can solve all those problems.
但是如果没有问题，我们不会发现困难在哪里。
But if we don't have these questions, we can never find out where the problem is.
我们不会真正明白什么东西捆绑我们。
We will not be able to understand what is really binding us.
我们不明白我们没有真理里的自由。
And then we will never understand that the enslaving situation when we don't have the truth.
就像这些犹太人说，我们都是自由的，我们从来没有做过谁的奴仆。
So all these Jews answered, "We're free men. We've never been enslaved by anybody."
主耶稣没有回答他们出埃及记的问题。
Jesus did not remind them about the Exodus.
因为照出埃及记，照耶稣所看见神的救恩已经在预表里面实现了。
Because in the Exodus, the salvation is already is typed in there.
所以他说，谁犯罪就是罪的奴仆。
So Jesus said, whoever sin is a slave of sin.
弟兄姊妹们，埃及做了以色列的主人。
So when Egypt become the master of the Israelites,
以色列人做了奴仆。
Israelites become the slaves.
所以当我们唱说过红海出埃及记的时候
，So when we sing the hymns that were saying that we cross the Red Sea and we get out of Egypt，
我们实在可以想象他们是自由了。
And we can imagine that they are indeed free。
立刻我们应用到我们的身上。
But right away we can apply that to us。
我们从罪里面得的自由。
We have to get out of sin and to become free。
从法老的权势里面出来得的自由。
From the power of the Pharaoh and we come out of the power of Pharaoh and become free。
主耶稣也没有跟他们提说你们现在在罗马政权底下一点没有自由。
And Jesus did not remind them that right then and there they are under the power of the Roman government. They are not free.
如果你认真追的话，我们今天是在美国的法律底下，所以没有自由，没有自由。
So if you really want to argue that point, today we're under the control of the law in this land, and we're not really free.
好多人就是赞成无政府主义。
And so a lot of people they want to have a non-government system.
但是无政府主义是个大捆绑。
But that actually become a greatest bondage.
你并不是真正自由。
Because you really don't have the freedom.
因为你不明白真理。
Because you don't know the truth.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣直接讲了人最深的问题。
Jesus mentioned the deepest problem we have.
没有自由。
We don't have
freedom.
We don't have the freedom not to sin.
怎么样可以不真正自由？
Now how can we become truly freedom?
Free? 必须得到真理。
We have to know the truth.
怎么样可以明白真理？
Now how do you know the truth?
必须下决心遵守神的话语。
You have to set this and make up your mind to become a true disciple of him.
所以我们才真正有在基督里的自由。
Then we have the freedom in Christ.
主说奴仆不能永远住在家里。
And Jesus said, a slave will not abide in the house forever.
儿子永远住在家里。
But the son shall stay in the house forever.
这句话很有意思。
That's a very interesting remark.
我左思想右思想，我还是不明白他的意思。
I think about it over and over. I really truly does not mean the, does not understand what it really means.
不是完全不明白。
Not,I understand a little bit.
这里的儿子是谁呢？
Now the son, what does this son mean?
是耶稣呢？还是指所有信他的人呢？
This son, does this son mean Jesus or all those who believe in him?
奴仆当然知道是指的我们了，因为我们是做了罪的奴仆。
Of course, the slaves, that means us because we were slaves of sin.
那么如果这个儿子是指的我们，
If this son means us,
我可以明白。
Then I understand.
因为我们今天已经做了神的儿女，我们在神的家中是自由的，真理叫我们自由了。
So today we know that today we are God's children, that we are in God's household, and we are free because we know the truth and truth set us free.
因为我们不再做罪的奴仆，我们愿意做神的儿女。
Because no longer we will be the slave of sins, we want to be the children of God.
但是底下一句话我又糊涂了。
But then the verse after that I'm confused again.
因为第三十六节说，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Then Jesus said, "Truly I said to you, if the Son shall make you free, and you shall be free indeed."
中文那里天父的又是加上去了。
And then in the Chinese version, the Heavenly Father's Son, that part is added on.
所以说，所以子儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So in verse 36, if therefore the Son shall make you free, and you shall be free indeed.
这个儿子是单数的。
And that in here the Son is singular.
好像指的是那一个儿子。
It seems that it indicated pointed to that Son.
因为这里不会是指我，而是指我叫自己自由，哪有这种事情呢？
Because here is definitely not mentioning ourselves, because ourselves we cannot make ourselves free.
所以我又糊涂了。
So then I'm confused again.
但是我再想又觉得有意思。
Then when I think about it, and then the thing is, it does make sense.
因为当我们在最终做奴仆的时候。
Because when we are enslaved in sin,
我们好像是在神的家中。
It seems that we are in the house of God.
我们表面也是做个基督徒的样子。
Superficially, we seem to be a Christian.
里面却不是真正做他的门徒。
But deep down inside, we're not a disciple.
好像我们在遵从真理。
It seems that we are obeying God's word.
但是事实上我们非常软弱。
But indeed, deep down inside, we're very weak.
我们实在还是做奴仆。
We're actually still slaves.
只有一个是真正住在家里的。
Only one.Who is indeed truly abide in the house.
那是谁?
Now who is he?
那是神的儿子。
That's the son of God.
但是神的儿子可以叫你真自由。
And that son of God shall make you free.
因为主说你们若做我的门徒你们若遵守我的道就是我的门徒。
Because Jesus said, if you abide in my word, and you shall be true disciples of me.
但是主耶稣就是他的话他的话就是主自己。
But then Jesus is the word.The word is Jesus himself.
我的话就是灵就是生命。
Because he said, my word is the truth, is the spirit, and is the life.
但是约翰福音也告诉我们说道成了肉身他就是神的发表。
And also in chapter 1, it tells us that the word become flesh, and he is the one.
所以弟兄姊妹这里很有意思。
So it's very interesting.
他说奴仆不能永远坐在家里。我们已经知道我们犯罪就没有在神家的实际里面。
So we know the slave cannot dwell in the house. So we know that when we are slaves, we will not be able to be in God's house.
神的儿子是永远顺服神的。
But God's son always obey him.
这个神的儿子是永远住在家里的。
And he dwells in the house forever.
只有这个儿子能叫我们自由。
Only this son can make us free.
刚才说真理叫我们自由。
But we mentioned earlier that the truth shall set us free.
这里却说神的儿子叫你自由。
And here the son will shall set you free.
现在我们才明白什么叫遵从真理。
And then now we understand what does it mean to be abide by his word.
刚才讲我做很多学习的东西我们不晓得到底是人的教导还是圣经里面讲的话。
We mentioned earlier a lot of teachings we receive. We don't really know whether it's from the Bible or from men's teaching.
但是当你回去重新读圣经的时候你看见神的儿子你才真正里面清楚。
So when you go back to the Bible, when you actually see God's Son, then you shall receive this true freedom.
弟兄姊妹我们怎么能有自由啊?
Now how can we receive this true freedom?
因为我们明白耶稣是谁。
Well, we understand who Jesus is.
我们跟从耶稣。
And we follow him.
我再说这回不是外面的跟从。
I want to repeat, this time, it's not just outwardly we follow him.
从灵里面看见神的儿子。
It's rather in the spirit that we see Jesus, the Son.
每一件事情问问主耶稣这件事情是这样吧。
Upon every single situation, we ask Jesus, is this so?
圣经的话这样说。
Jesus, the word said, the Bible says so.
但是我看见的是你。
But when I see you.
不光是圣经。
It's not just the word.
一个活的耶稣在我的里面。
But rather a living Christ is in us.
活的耶稣在他的圣经。
And the living Jesus is in the book.
弟兄姊妹们，神的话这是返璞归真的。
It's God's word is so true.
主要释放我们。
Jesus wants to release us.
主要叫我们做一个自由的人。
He wants us to be a free man.
不再被罪捆绑。
No longer bound by sin.
要不要读圣经?
Should we read the Bible?
一定要。
Yes, for sure.
要不要遵守圣经的话语?
Should we abide in his word?
一定要。
Yes, indeed.
但是当我们这样遵守话语有一天你发现不是遵守外面的字句啊。
But when we are doing that, and one day we realize we're not just obeying by the letter.
有一天你在追求真理要看真理到底怎么样说。
One day when you're seeking after the truth, and you want to see what the word says.
这个真理不光是个人生活的行为。
It turned out that truth does not really indicating all the outward behavior standard.
真理的范围更大了。
The territory seems to enlarge.
教会中应当怎样侍奉?
Now how do we serve in church?
恩赐应当怎样运用
？How do we use the gift that the Lord gave us?
神的儿女应当怎样彼此相爱
？And how should we love each other?
教会中的罪怎样对付？怎样处理
？How should we deal with the sins in the church?
不守规矩的人应当怎样办
？And how should we deal with those who does not obey the order?
若是有人传异端，应当怎么处理
？Now if someone preaching the heresy, how should we treat them?
这些都是真理。
These are all truth.
但是今天好像我们讲都是个人的生活。
It seems that today we only emphasize on our personal lives.
真理既是这么广大，怎么遵守法
？Now if the truth is so vast, so great, how do we abide by it?
所以你读圣经的时候，读出耶稣基督来。
So when you read the Bible, you have to see Jesus in it.
你就知道主的话说， 只有神的儿子叫你真自由。
Then you'll realize what Jesus really means. Only the Son can set you free.
感谢主, 他到现在还是活的。
We praise the Lord that He is alive until today.
我不知道怎么样说读圣经多有趣味。
I really cannot express fully how interesting it is to read the Bible.
但有经验的人跟我一起证明, 当我们读圣经的时候,
but I believe those who have the experience will have the same, will amen with me that how wonderful it is.
神的儿子在这里与我相会。
Because God's Son meet with us in here.
他在这里。
He is here.
神的儿子叫我自由。
And God's Son set us free.
他就是真理。
He is the truth.